www.TheFanWorks.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in with your thoughts about anything, but tonight it is the live Sunday night edition, which means you get the incredible, insurmountable team of Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark is
insurmountable. Mark is looking insurmountable.
Yeah, Mark
tonight
looks insurmountable. He's wearing, boy, if you want to see something, we've got Captain America right here. In the studio. It's fabulous.
So for Christmas, my wife didn't want to bring the presents down to Florida, which makes perfectly good sense. So we had sort of an early Christmas at my house. And my son got me a hoodie, which is a Captain America hoodie. And
which you are a fan.
Yeah, I am. I'm a big fan, so.
Yeah, no, it looks great, very dashing.
He thinks it's wonderful. To
it even has a hood in it. It has like a ski mask that you can put over your face in case you need to fight some crime.
That's right. Just like that.
Yeah. Or if you need to do who knows what. Anyway, you can call in. Again, it's 855-450-3733. That is the ProXBN toll-free call-in line. But, you know, I want to talk about Stephanie and I, actually. We just got back from Sin City, from Las Vegas, Nevada.
You just like the name.
Yeah, I do, but it does. Let me tell you, it doesn't live up to the name at all, in my opinion.
No, sin going on.
Not. I mean, the sin is.
Well, the
like,
thing is, we live in sin all the time,
yeah,
right here in New Hampshire. So,
by comparison, it just doesn't match up to what goes on in our household.
Seriously, it didn't. It was just, if it's really, I could see why people like Vegas if they have like maybe a boring conventional job and they really need to go and like let off some steam and have some drinks and gamble and. Overeat, go to the buffets or whatever,
yeah.
And you can do that there, but I don't know. I can do that in New Hampshire, too, if I wanted to, and most of the time I don't want to.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, it's Sin City maybe to the regular, everyday American conservative type, but by and large, it really wasn't. But why were we there, Stephanie?
Well, we went to a Bitcoin conference. It was called Inside Bitcoins Las Vegas, and frankly, I was pretty saddened because a lot of the talks there were about how can we Bitcoin businesses comply with the state and please the government and get down on our knees and kiss the boot of our ever-loving masters. And it really wasn't I used to take it for granted that Bitcoin was a libertarian thing, that Bitcoin was about freedom, and Bitcoin was about not asking people's permission who claimed to rule over you to use this kind of disruptive technology. But at this conference, it seemed to be little about that. There was a big focus on, how can we work with the regulators and so forth. And that's, of course, a euphemism. That's putting it very, very nicely, very kindly. But it's, that's not Bitcoin.
Well, that's not what Bitcoin is to you. But Bitcoin is something so much larger than what we kind of see for it. Bitcoin allows.
That's great. It's neutral with respect to who uses it. Anybody can use Bitcoin, and I love that about it. But it is a disruptive technology. It's not just sort of a better credit card, you know?
Disruptive means that it disrupts. And so if it goes in and disrupts PayPal's near monopoly on money transmission, destroys Western Union, puts this archaic concept of money wiring and all this stuff to bed, then it's disrupted and it's done. It's made people's lives better just in doing that. And
well, everyone
further,
except for Western Union and PayPal. Right?
Right, indeed, those people, in the same way that the people that made horseshoes need to step forward and find some other new, better job and way to supply the marketplace, then they will too. No problems there. That's a good thing. It's good to disrupt. But the, no matter what you do with Bitcoin, no matter how you comply, it still has the possibility that you don't have to. That's the kind of cool thing with Bitcoin is that it allows the possibility of not having to comply, even though other people do.
Well, not exactly. I mean, now they're talking about building this thing called Coin Validate, where they're going to have whitelists and blacklists, essentially, so that only, quote, non-tainted coins can be spent or
that's
whatever.
Ridiculous, though. I don't know. I'd love to hear what that means because it's
possible. It means tying your Bitcoin address or addresses to your government ID.
These anonymizers, at this point, it's the race between the sword and the shield, as it has always been throughout history, and the shield's winning in this case, and I don't think that they're going to be
able to. But it's not a guarantee that it's going to.
No, never is.
And it just made me realize how important it is for people who are interested in freedom to speak up about why Bitcoin is important to them, because if not, it's going to turn into something, frankly, pretty lame.
Yeah, I got to say, now, there were some good things there, one of them being CryptoKit, which is an incredibly well-designed, it's an extension for Chrome, it's
CryptoKit
a wallet.
CryptoKit is awesome, I used it today.
Yeah, really well-polished. Speaking as a tech guy myself, I was very, very impressed with this piece of software. It's a wallet, it's a communication system, it does so many different things it does, and it's secured communications. It's using, PGP, GPG, the whole business. It's very, very impressive. So that was cool. But other than that, it seemed like the thing for me, I understand, okay, it's disruptive in that, it's hurting Western Union. And in fact, Western Union has specifically said that cryptocurrencies were a danger to their business model.
No, right. They're absolutely right.
Sure. But most of the people that were tossing around money there, the VCs and all that, all they wanted to do was just, okay, how can we integrate this into the status quo? And that was annoying. That was so annoying because it can do so much more.
Because you integrate it into the status quo doesn't mean it won't do those other things, right?
Yeah, it's true, but that was like the overwhelming focus.
Yeah.
They're looking to make money, and...
yes, they are.
I know where the money is.
That's a fact.
The money is in the status quo. The money isn't... I'm sitting down and talking about your vision... It's fantastic, but I'm afraid we generally get there by steps and not by leaps.
Yeah, well, I guess that maybe that's what annoys me is this incrementalism. I don't think really works, and it actually just holds everything back. And I don't know. And I didn't feel. I mean, equally, I didn't feel the people that actually held the conference really, had a whole lot of respect for Bitcoin's history.
Here's the good news, though.
Sure.
Brian, is the good news is that if there's some innovation in integrating Bitcoin into the status quo, you will see a precipitous. That's not the right term. A rocketing rise of the price of Bitcoins. Precipitation means it falls.
Right.
But they often use precipitation. To go the other direction, but I've never seen rain move upwards, so I don't like using it that way.
Yeah.
You'll see a dramatic rise in the price of Bitcoin, and therefore you'll have lots of libertarian Bitcoin millionaires who can then do these giant leaps of technology that you're hoping for.
I hope so. I hope that they can be
I
that.
Hope you're one of them.
Yeah.
So instead of complaints, I can see giant leaps.
Well, I really do, because, this allows for so much that we haven't even figured out yet, Bitcoin. I hope these people are very, very forward thinking, and I hope they do become millionaires. I really do. I mean, I want everybody to be a millionaire anyway, but it's, I really hope that. It's just, there's no way, you can't walk away.
The Federal Reserve wants that too, Brian.
Yeah, by number, not by value. It's just, you can't help but walk away from one of these events. And just, I don't know, it felt kind of depressing because there wasn't that thing. That's what people are looking for, genuine VCs. And I don't know how to separate those two, but genuine VCs.
VCs want giant leaps forward.
Yeah, they want this crazy thing like Google X, the people at Google X, which is Google's secret labs, they were talking about, they were saying that, look, tablets, phones, all this stuff, it's all nonsense. Believe me, this is not what's next. The next thing you can't even really imagine. And they're making it right now, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so that's the thing is, that's what I was wanting to see at an event like this is, where's that thing that that came out of nowhere that, because Bitcoin allows for that kind of growth. And to just see such incremental growth, I can't help but feel it was depressing. Stephanie, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess I agree. I mean, it wasn't focusing on the things that initially excited me about Bitcoin, which are look, this is this new technology that we've never even seen before. It has the capacity to free a lot of people, both right here and around the world, and people that I respect and like in my peer circle, I guess, in New Hampshire, who also share my beliefs about liberty, they get it, and they see the value in this technology. That just got kind of lost there. And, we had a frustrating experience kind of getting there and at the conference, too. We had a flight cancellation. We deal with the TSA.
Oh, we could talk about the TSA all day.
Yeah, and then, when we get there, it's like this smoky lobby with this bad pop music. And so it was just a little depressing. But anyway, you can tell us what you think about Bitcoin and where
Bitcoin,
it's going.
Yeah, Bitcoin's still a solid technology.
Do we have to sell out to get mainstream adoption?
Right.
Call in.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And we started out the show talking about our mine and Stephanie's little escapade in Vegas. But tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, before we get into some more stories, I want to lead you, actually, first off, to cam.freetalklive.com. There you can interact with the show via the chat room that's built in there. Also, you can listen to the show there. And, you know, I'm wondering, because at cam.freetalklive.com, it uses Shoutcast to do the audio, unless you're watching the video, which if you're watching the video, that's the main thing I want you to see, is Mark in his incredible Captain America uniform. Full on with face mask. But anyway, you know,
yeah, I had it up just a few minutes ago for the cam.
Yeah. But the Shoutcast is, that's going to be ending on December 20th. So I wonder if Ian's looked into that. But anyway, that's not for me to solve. What I do want to tell you about, though, is the Free State Project. Now, if you are wanting more liberty in your lifetime, the Free State Project is the place to be. All three of us here we are participants of the Free State Project. We recently, it's to get 20,000, you know, liberty-loving people to come together in one geographic area. And so far we've gotten, as far as signers, we've gotten over 15,000. So we're over 75% of the way there. There's already, what, a couple thousand now, would you say, Mark?
1,500
in state, early movers.
There's probably more, because a lot of people move and then don't sign up or don't tell the Free State Project they moved.
Sure.
Know, paranoid libertarians.
Yeah. So round up, and, you know,
some don't even sign and still move. Yeah. What do they count?
Has. Yeah, right.
If you move for the Free State Project, but you didn't sign the Free State Project Statement of Intent.
Well, they count double because they're super paranoid.
Right, that's the free agent Free State Project.
That's right. Yeah. And then there's all the New Hampshireites who are already very pro-liberty.
Yep, plenty of people here that already had the attitude we were looking for. Well, I don't know if they like being called that.
Well, I know
don't.
One who calls himself that, and he says, I moved here 15 years ago for freedom. I don't know what you people are doing.
You guys are behind the times. So we've got hipsters here, believe me.
There's one sitting at this table.
There's one that might be in charge of the show tonight.
Yes, I am.
You're a contrarian, sir. But anyway, you know, and it's people that just believe that the maximum role of government is to secure life, liberty, and property. And of course, you know, as Mark often says, you know, little known secret, there's plenty of people who think that even that isn't necessary. So anyway, check it out, freestateproject.org, you know, and sign up today. Anyway, Stephanie, you had a story about vaginas.
Oh, God.
I do. That's a horrible way to get people to listen, but I'm afraid
you're
right.
Are you kidding? If I heard somebody say that, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to turn the volume up and lay down.
This is a tragic story, and if anyone's doing that when they're listening
to this, you're right. That's a bad way to, yes, gotcha. Okay.
Sick puppy. So, okay, this is from BenSwan.com, and it's coming out of New Mexico, which I remind you is the same place where the poor man was stopped and the cops claimed that he was clenching his buttocks because he stopped because he rolled through a stop sign allegedly or something, didn't come to a full stop, full rock back stop.
Right.
They claimed he was clenching his buttocks and he must have drugs in there. So then they took him to the hospital against his wishes and forced him to undergo several medical procedures, including x-rays, ending up with colonoscopy. After they did a search manually of his rectum and didn't find any drugs there the whole time, even after three forced enemas and a colonoscopy where he was sedated. And
you think at some point they just give up on that the trick, but apparently not.
They kept going, right?
They kept going.
Did it like multiple
Double
times.
Downs.
And, you know, and especially, you know, I remember hearing about this actually on Free Talk Live, the story you just mentioned. And I'm listening to it and I'm just thinking, I'm like, a colonoscopy, I mean, that can kill you.
Yes.
Like, that is not a joke of a procedure to go through.
It's surgery.
Yeah. It's the real thing. And they kept putting it through this guy. You know, and I hear this story, and now, yeah, you know, certainly I feel kind of bad joking about this one, because it is no joke. But, you know, I hear about that story with the colonoscopy. I hear about the story, like, where the FBI can turn on the cameras on your various electronic devices without the notification light turning on. And I got to admit, when is it, you know, when do people realize, hey, government is not in my best interest. And I don't know.
If they don't realize it by now, I mean, I don't know what to do. But well, there's a lot of people who don't realize
it. Well, let's hear about this story and then see what people think.
Well, cops in New Mexico, and this is from BenSwan.com, reported by Kristen Tate. Cops in New Mexico repeatedly sprayed a woman's vagina with mace after she was arrested for drugs. They allegedly did this to punish her. Now,
vulva?
Yes, I was going to say.
Okay.
Vagina is probably not the correct term unless the vagina is the internal part. It's the canal. You know, the vulva is the external genitalia. On
vagina grabs headlines.
Yeah. The poor vulva, the vajayjay always gets credit.
Yeah, sad. I mean, and this is written by a woman, so she should know that, but anyway.
Why should she know that?
Because she has the parts.
No, that doesn't qualify you in any way to know the names of them.
Sadly. Anyway, so she made a mistake, but let's focus on what the story was about. So the woman, Marlene Tapia, was taken to the Metropolitan Detention Center after her arrest. Next, officers stripped her to search for drugs. So she was arrested for drugs. It's not clear how she was arrested or how they found her or whatever, but she got arrested for drugs, taken in, and they stripped her to search for drugs. They made her bend over and then claimed that she had a plastic bag containing drugs in her vagina.
And that the same thing happened with the other guy. Was it in New Mexico? You had repeated where
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
The same place.
Where, like, they're just making stuff up. They're making claims up. You know, they're saying, it's like, well, she kind of fidgeted wrong, so I bet there's something up there.
God forbid you clench your buttocks in front of the cops because you're nervous or something.
Yeah, I mean definitely the
I guess
term,
they never do that.
Sure, but I mean, the term probable cause just doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Like, I mean, it's a joke of a, you know, or whatever, evidence even, it seems to be a joke term, because people can just make stuff up, or they can just use the slightest possible thing to say, well, I mean, then that's still making it up, because there's no reason to assume that such a thing was doing.
Somebody suggested the possibility that he has a thermonuclear warhead up his rectum.
Right.
So, because of the importance of the charge, we actually had to split him open, Your Honor. And, you know, I'm sorry for the loss and everything. And, yeah, there
was. Yeah, but it's all in the name of officer safety, and
right.
It's all keeping you safe.
As long as some ridiculous claim is leveled,
yeah.
Anything can be made. It can be done. And that's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
How do you make good for this?
Yeah, how do you restitute this? I mean, we're talking mental damage. I mean, especially boy getting cut up. If
this
that
is
were
tantamount
real,
to rape. I mean, this is
sure. I don't think that's unfair.
And not only that. Well, we'll continue. Let me finish laying out the details of the story here. So,
well, it's rape because if it wasn't done by a police officer, it would be considered sexual battery or at the very least sexual assault, right?
Yes. Well, I guess there has to be penetration for it to be considered rape, but it certainly is a sexualized violation of someone's bodily integrity. So, they made her bend over, claimed that she had a bag full of drugs in her vagina, and officers should have subsequently had medical staff remove the bag from Tapia, but they did not do this. Instead, they, quote, punished her by spraying her vagina with mace. That officer allegedly did this several times in a row, and she suffered severe genital swelling, excruciating pain, and no doubt mental trauma that will last a lifetime.
Because the mucus glands that are there involved.
Yeah, that would be like someone spraying your lips and eyes with mace directly.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this. Your thoughts, I mean, when does it end? When do people finally say, that's enough? Call in 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition. That's right. There is live Sunday night radio going out in the airwaves in America, and we're doing it. We do it 7 nights a week, actually. But, you know, hey, we're here on Sunday. So, and it's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call in with your thoughts. We're talking about a woman getting, to say unfortunately, probed would be to put it in the most mildest terms possible.
She didn't even get probed. She got sprayed, pepper sprayed.
Pepper sprayed, okay.
In the vulva.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. But if you've been listening, please feel free to, and if you haven't been listening, if you're just listening now, please feel free to call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN? You keep hearing it. What is it? Well, I'll tell you, ProXPN, if you value your privacy, it's what you want if you value your privacy online. It's a global virtual private network that's VPN. That might be a term you hear going around quite a bit now, ever since, you know, all these Snowden revelations have come out with Prism and whichever else. And, you know, ProXPN, it encrypts your data, anything that you do, you know, going back and forth online. It encrypts it right from your, you know, pretty much right from your device as it goes to, before it gets to the ISP, you're getting encrypted. Okay, because those ISPs, you know, Time Warner, Verizon, whoever.
Those ISPs,
aside from charging you ridiculous amounts of money for the service they claim to offer, they will keep your information for at least 6 months, your information being, you know, where, what websites you go to, whatever, or they can even keep it up to 5 years, okay? And it's not their business. It's none of their business. You know, and this is stuff that can be either used against you when you're going to get a job, maybe if, you know, you run into an unfortunate, you know, legal situation, whatever, or just in general. Again, it's none of their business, okay? Privacy is a right. So you can get ProXPN, really easy install, okay? You go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Setup's a little bit different for Linux, but you can use it there. And, I mean, I'm telling you, this is a great, great service to have. It'll encrypt all, even torrenting. It'll encrypt torrenting, okay? And there's nothing wrong with torrenting. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20. And you'll get 20% off the price whether you go with the monthly plan or the annual, the yearly plan. Okay, your choice with the premium accounts. And you'll get 20% off. Or if you go for the annual plan and use Bitcoin, you get even more savings with 33% off of the Bitcoin. It's phenomenal. I mean, this is going to end up costing you less than a cup of coffee, you know, at Starbucks. Easy. So, and again, they don't really, there's no logging going on here. It's a great service. It's in my opinion, the best VPN out there. And there's a lot to choose from, but this is the one. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use code FTL20.
All right. So are we going back to the story about
Yeah, please. Let's
okay,
hear more
so
about this.
If you're just joining us, to recap, we're talking about a story that appeared on Ben Swan's blog about a woman in New Mexico who allegedly had a baggie of drugs in her vagina. It's not clear whether she actually did. Maybe the case is still pending, but she was arrested for drugs. Don't know how. The story doesn't say. The cops told her to bend over and then sprayed her with mace on her vulva.
So the interesting part of this
multiple
is that
times.
Right. So who knows whether or not they actually thought she had anything up there or whether this was just a mean trick.
Right.
And they could do this with anybody. That we all have orifices down there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so here's one of my problems with law enforcement in this country is I'm told over and over again, you know, oh, that's despicable, but that was just one police officer. Well, no, it wasn't just one police officer. There were several other police officers standing nearby, and nobody did anything about it. That guy should be dragged by his hair, smashed to the floor, had handcuffs pushed on him, and if he was arrested like the rest of us, kicked in the face a few times.
They probably laughed. I mean, they were probably not just standing there, but participating and cheering him on. And
as far as I'm concerned, this is an indictment against every police officer in the nation, because I don't think they've got what it takes to have arrested this guy when he committed this crime against a citizen.
This is just simple thuggery. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, the other police officers should have done their job of serve and protect this woman from getting maced down there. Okay.
Say it down there.
Sorry.
This is something that people say when they're ashamed to say vulva or vagina or clitoris or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Well, I definitely have no shame in that, so my apologies. But,
no, you don't.
I agree with you, Mark. I mean, it is. And I mean, because how many times do you see, you know, one person, one car pulls over another car, you know, a police car pulls over, you know, some you know, normal person's car, and then, I mean, suddenly turns into three police cars. You know, there's always escalates. There's always, you know, the police just kind of, I don't know, they see the lights and they start driving towards them themselves. It's amazing.
Well, that may or may not, I don't know what that necessarily means every single time.
Sure.
Certainly it's easier to do your job when you have strength in numbers and all that kind of thing. But when I see these situations where it's obvious that somebody's way overstepped the bounds of law enforcement, I don't think there's any good reason why somebody takes mace and sprays it in someone's crotch. So
there's no good reason why somebody gets pulled over and then the cops claim they're clenching their buttocks.
No.
I mean, that guy, okay, so the guy who got hospital raped, essentially, they took him to one hospital and said, search this guy's rectum. He's got drugs in there. The doctors wouldn't do it. So they took him to another hospital. And at the second hospital, you know, dozens of doctors participated in the systematic, repeated, medicalized rape of this guy.
That's what it all is.
He was completely innocent. Not that it matters whether he's guilty or innocent.
And the sad part is,
he was completely innocent. They never found any drugs.
The one that's the deepest pot in which to dig the gold out of is going to be the hospital and not the police, because they're so well protected.
Well, they sent him a bill. They were clearly hurting for cash.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We'll hear more about this in just a moment, but right now we've got Linda in Kalamazoo. Linda, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, Linda. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Sister Wives, and I have watched the show.
Sister Wives, you're going to have to enlighten me.
Okay,
yeah, they were in the air. Yeah, Linda, I'm sorry. My co-hosts were in the air. My co-hosts were in an airplane at the time. Go ahead.
All right. You know, they're self-supporting. It's nothing that I would want to do because I'm a jealous person, number one, and number two.
Hold on, Linda. One second. Hold on. So Sister Wives is a reality TV show about a polygamous family. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
And he has four wives, and he has, I believe, 17 children.
Okay.
And it's a little much for me. However, they take care of their family financially. They don't ask anybody for help. They're not intrusive with other people. They don't try to push their religion down people's throat. You know, let them do what the heck they want to do. You know,
bravo. Right on. So there was something that went on in Utah recently where there was a law against plural marriage, basically being married to more than one person. And that, I don't know if it was that family that was on the TV show that kind of. Okay,
yes,
so that they took that case to court, and then the judge said that was fine. They struck down the ban on polygamy.
And, you know, the sad part is they had to flee. They had to take their children, and they had to leave everything that those kids knew and move to Las Vegas. And they just bought four grandiose homes on a cul-de-sac next door to each other. And, you know, they're making it. Hooray for them. They're doing a lot. They've got the American dream for some people. I mean, they're not asking for a handout. They're not asking you to agree with them.
I would love to have four wives, personally.
I need just one wife.
There you go.
You going to put her to work, Linda?
No, I would. I would, because I'd like to stay home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, why not just let these people be? Be it with gay marriage or whatever kind of marriage, all this, it's crazy that the government has any say in the matter.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Well,
go ahead, Linda.
The government has its hand in too many things. You know, they're giving out mortgages. Now they're trying to control our health care. They're handing out handouts. Of course people aren't going to work. They're getting free money. You know,
sure.
I'm going to tell you, I worked my ass off as a nurse. I'm a widow. I've been a widow for 11 years. And I'm on disability, and I'm a cancer survivor. I've had three strokes.
Bravo. Free Talk Live.
Here's something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself. but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in 855-450-3733. Just had a caller call in about sister wives and this whole polygamy business going on, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. It is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that 60% of home equity lines of credit that were opened, in fact, between 2004 and 2006. So of the home equity lines in existence today, 60% of them were opened between 2004 and 2006, those 3 years. So these lines of credit are interest only, but only for the first 10 years. And that means starting next month, many people's lives are going to change dramatically, and likely for the worse. There's good news, though. The Mortgage Minute Guy can help you roll that line of credit into a new first with a lower rate, hopefully restoring some of the sanity to your life. Rates right now are likely as low as they're going to be for the rest of your lifetime. Right now, just give them a call at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. The website is MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and the number is 866-288-0088.
Okay, so, again, we did have a caller call in talking about, this reality TV show, Sister Wives, where apparently now it's a polygamous family. Is that right? I got that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And
polygamy, let's just define some terms. So polygamy is one man, multiple women. Polyandry.
Always?
Yes, always.
Okay.
Or more than one woman, right. So, it could be two through N.
You know.
Polyandry is one woman and multiple men.
Okay.
And polyamory is a loving relationship involving more than two partners.
But not marriage.
Folks sleeping in a pile. Gotcha.
Yeah. Polyandry sounds awfully interesting. I'm intrigued.
Some societies
by that.
Are polyandrous, actually.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty rare, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's tribes that do it. Mm-hmm. It's probably rarer worldwide than polygamy, because some religions actually endorse and support polygamy.
So now in Utah, polygamy was just, there was a law against polygamy, and it just got overturned, said it was unconstitutional, which, good, okay, because...
Yeah. Right.
Actually, what it was is the cohabitation portion of Utah's polygamy law, basically.
Oh,
was saying, so, look, polygamy is still illegal across the United States, but now cohabitating is as legal in Utah as it is in the rest of the United States. So here's the point.
So, if you're married to one person, you can't have another person living with you?
Well, that's what the rule was, essentially, in order to prevent people from getting married in the church. So, essentially, across the United States, polygamy is legal in so far as you can do everything but get a marriage certificate for the other folks. Or, polyamory.
I will say right out of the gate, my own opinion, I think marriage is obsolete. I think I think it was meaningless when it was invented. I know the meaning behind it.
It was invented for a very specific reason, which is when women were considered property, and they're trading basically sexual exclusivity for promises of security and provision for their children.
Right. And also, though,
men want to make sure they know that they're raising their own children, so that's, that was their end of the deal.
Sure. So, I mean, myself, I think marriage is extremely outdated. I also feel, at the same time...
What outdated it?
What outdated... Oh,
I think it's one technological advance that outdated it?
Actually, I like to think it's always been... it's just
the
never...
idea that women are not property.
I don't think that. Hold on. Hold on. If women are property, men are property in a marriage.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
the exclusivity is there too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea that people aren't property is, I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, exchanging exclusivity doesn't mean property, and I think that mostly that's what marriage has been. Is the
it's a dimension of ownership, don't you think?
Well.
I suppose, a dimension. It's a deal.
Okay. Well, let me put in my second point.
I promise not to give you a venereal disease if you promise not to give me one.
Okay.
No, you own my sexuality. You're the only person who can do me.
All right.
Okay. Well, let me lay out my second point on that as far as marriage being outdated. I think that raising children is not something, it's not a job for one person.
And
it's not a job
that.
For two people. That is a job for a tribe. That is a job for a lot of people. And I think we would find historically, anthropologically, that this is so. And even still today in certain parts of the world, I think that's still accurate. So, if marriage is the case of, okay, we're making a contract essentially to enter into a familyhood, I think that whole notion is, and I'm not sure exactly where it started, but I think it's an ugly construct in my opinion. Stephanie, you got thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you, Brian, which is good because we are together.
Yeah, that's fortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but we see eye to eye on this. I mean, I don't see any reason personally to get married. It's not something that I want to do.
You live today when one can, has lots of prophylactic choices to prevent pregnancy and things like that, and I think that gives. So Brian, it takes a tribe to raise a child. I think that a woman needs more help than herself to raise a child. However, people, especially now, independent people, want to raise their kids differently. I can assure you my wife does not want to raise her child the way that my mother-in-law raised her.
Yes.
And so therefore, yes, since she gets help from her mother-in-law, that's one thing, but she needs to have essentially ownership of the raising of that child so that she can... do her own social experiment as to how this is going to go. So, yeah, she gets help, but I don't... I want help from the neighbors and family, but I don't want them administering spankings to my children. So...
Right, which we don't want anybody administering spankings to children.
Understood, but part of that tribe thinks that that's a fine idea. So that's really one of the problems with this concept.
Maybe they didn't in some tribes. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Some tribe somewhere doesn't hit children, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, anyway... Did you have some more to say?
No, go ahead, Stephanie.
Well, okay, I was just going to say about the idea of marriage and monogamy. I mean, I think that there's a lot of evidence that monogamy hasn't worked out so well for us as sort of a social norm. I mean,
I agree with that.
Yeah, cheating.
Like, there's a lot of cheating going on. Perfectly good relationships
we're
get thrown to the side.
Almost a majority of marriages end in divorce. Infidelity is one of the most common reasons for divorce. About 70% of monogamous relationships involve some kind of cheating at some point, yep. is the figure that I've heard.
Sure, so, and I want to bring up the point that divorce rates have not just suddenly gone up. There used to be, in Europe, there used to be entire wars fought over the fact that someone couldn't divorce. Mm-hmm, divorce is not some kind of new thing that, oh, this terrible, sinful lifestyle that Americans get to lead because of the technological age did not suddenly bring on divorce, did not bring on the necessity or the lack of necessity for a family. So, you know, before anyone says, like, we're at the point now where suddenly divorce is so common, I think that maybe because people are actually allowed to maybe think about things now a little bit, and as to where before maybe they couldn't. But you know, divorce is not suddenly gone up in rates, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
not by historical numbers.
People have been getting together and getting sick of each other and breaking up for a long time. But I think the whole idea of serial monogamy, which is what most people do because, you know, they don't want to be with the first person they date for the rest of their lives. And so serial monogamy is kind of their solution, is what they end up doing, and trying to sort of conform to cultural expectations while at the same time getting their needs for variety and novelty met, and exploring what's out there in terms of people that they could potentially have relationships with. And, you know, that's not an ideal solution for everybody. So honestly, even though I'm not interested in marriage, the style of relationships that I prefer, and I think you prefer, Brian, is I'm going to use a new term here that I just learned this weekend called unfenced. So there's not a fence around our relationship. If we wanted to, we could.
Yeah, I like that term.
We could hook up or do whatever with other people. It doesn't mean that we are, or that we're doing it all the time, or whatever. It doesn't say that we're always taking advantage of that, but we have that option if we want to, and we're very open with each other about all of our needs and desires and everything that we do. So
It's
kind of a style of honesty combined with openness.
I'm interested to see how it works, and I'm also interested in hearing stories about people who have been successful. But I've seen
what's success to you, Mark?
When destroying the relationship is a failure, right? Like,
okay.
So we're going to have...
So it's worked for Brian and I so far. It worked in my last relationship.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Yeah. But it also, I've seen it fail time and time again up here in New Hampshire, where people say, oh, I'm in the free state, I'm free now, and I'm going to, you know, do this or that. And then,
sure.
You know,
it takes emotional maturity and communication and being fully on board, like... It takes the people involved being fully on board with it. No one can be kind of coerced in doing something like that, right? There has to be genuine consent. But when marriage comes into it, I mean, I think anybody should be able to marry anyone they want. But when you're talking about marriage in the modern world, it's really more of a legal arrangement than a love arrangement. It's been kind of divorced from love. So it's really not the same thing.
Sure. Your thoughts, love, polyamory, all of this, does it work for you? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.